Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ah, here we are. We're back. The WIP Afternoon Show. Back in the friendly confines of the 2400 Market Studios. Ike, how you feeling?
Feeling good, Brother Spike. Listen, it's a Tuesday. I'm ready to roll, Jackie Baseball. Seriously. Find something to do with yourself for the next 3 or 4 months, man.
Wow.
Till spring training starts again. I'll let you, boy.
Find something to do with yourself. You think he can't find anything to do with himself? Listen.
No, he's got nothing to do. No, he's got nothing to do but cook up ridiculous takes and comparisons.
I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
You all right in there, buddy?
What are you preoccupied with?
Well, stupid. Never mind. You gonna have the thing I need or no? You give me a thumbs up. I don't know if it's true or
not. Yeah, no. I have it.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's just
no,
like
what is that? What is that? A maybe?
No, I got it. I got it. It's just like, you know, sometimes people change things around here. Don't let anyone know.
There it is.
And then all of a sudden it's like
there
before
it is.
The second
that's
for the show.
I'm going to talk to him. He's giving me nothing.
Yep. You could see him. He's in a different world.
Well, I mean, I got it.
All right.
Hold on. Now what ridiculous takes do I cook up?
Yeah.
I try to teach everyone about the quarterback around here. The Philly season fell apart. Sixers are back.
Yeah.
Flyers won their first home. Hey, game last night that had the barn.
What are you giving Jackie recaps over here?
Okay, all right. Flustered.
Big show as always. Elliot will be here at 2 or 3 o'clock. Which one will he piss off today? Will it be Ike or will it be me? Tuesdays with Elliot. There's always one of us he triggers. Jordan Mailata joins us at 4 o'clock. And you, of course, all show 215-592-9494. We've done a lot of comparing. You know, isn't comparison the thief of joy? Isn't that what the actual saying is, right? We've done a lot of comparing, over the last several weeks of the 2025 Eagles and the 2023 Eagles, and it's understandable, right? The 2023 Eagles were winning games. Everyone could sort of feel like it wasn't quite right, and the season ended up devolving. And what it has led us to do is blame. A lot of the blame has gone on Kevin Petullo and Nick Sirianni for where the Eagles are right now. Makes sense, right? Kevin Petullo is the new thing. The offense, you know, scored points last year. It wasn't dynamic or anything, but certainly effective enough to win a Super Bowl. It makes sense, especially when you're thinking about 2023, when the problem, at least in part, was the offensive and defensive coordinator. So it's coaching, Petullo. So I asked Jordan Mailata about it last night on the Jordan Mailata Show. I said, is there anything similar to 2023 in terms of the struggles on offense? And here's what he had to say.
What makes you feel like the coaching is great? Because you have an insight to that we don't see. Because on the outside, the offense is being called predictable, vanilla. Everybody knows what they're... You have way more information than we do. What makes you confident the coaching is great?
Well, just being there in 23 and hearing the detail that's being coached, being at the practices, that the detail, even in the drills, when they coach the drills, the detail, that's the difference. Detail wasn't there in 23, and I will happily say that.
Okay.
I'll be honest there. The detail was not there. The technique was not there in 23, and now it is. So I can't relate the two. And for me, that's where I draw it back to the execution of players part. You know, when we want to run play, we want to marry it up in the passing game too. So when that looked... Yeah, when we don't run that look well to set up the passing game, everyone's like, oh, well, now it looks like 23. Well, it's just we're not running the ball well.
Yeah.
And that's at the end of the day, we need to establish a run game up front, and it starts with the O-line, and And that's our main goal this week.
So Jordan isn't the only person to have the back of the coaches so far this year, right? A.J. Brown has, Jalen has, Saquon has. They've all said the coaches is fine. It's on them. They're not executing like they norm, which is not normal when a team isn't performing well. Normally, somebody raises their hand and blames the coaching. It's the players. And I know it's hard for us to, it's much easier to just point to the coach and say, well, that one thing, if as long as we just change that one thing that isn't on the field, everything will be easier. It's the players. The players aren't playing well enough. And that makes it a lot harder to solve. It sucks, right? Because it doesn't just resolve itself with a different scheme. The offensive line, whether it is not same personnel, don't have Mekhi Becton, Landon Dickerson hasn't been in there, right? Jordan and Lane Johnson have not played up to the level that they played last year. The offensive line hasn't been as good. Saquon Barkley, it's certainly reasonable to assume that even though he's on the field, he might not be exactly playing at the same level he played last year. Jalen Hurts is just, I wouldn't say he is the reason, but he's certainly not playing great. He's certainly not lifting everything up. Mm-hmm. And even when you talk about AJ, for all the complaints he's had, you know, after games, there have been moments, whether it's running out a route, whether it's pass blocking or something like that, he has not played to the level. Mm-hmm. It's the players. They have to play better. And it makes it a lot harder, right? Because if it's a coaching problem, you could say, well, just run this scheme and all of a sudden everybody will be good again. But I don't think that's what it is. I think it's the players.
This isn't a scheme. This is obviously the players. I think Kevin Petullo has always been a scapegoat. Because he's the least accomplished, he's the least notable, and it allows us not to point the finger at our favorite guys. But I always say that with coaches. Like, coaches are, especially with professional athletes. You want to blame Nick Nurse? No, I'm going to blame the players. Right? Like, you want to blame Rob Thompson? No, I'm going to blame the players. It's the players. And the great thing is the players know that it's them. The real question is, how do you fix it? Can they fix it? Is it fixable? Like, that's the real question here. Is it injury? Is it you've reached your maximum potential as a player? You're on a decline.
Is it just a Super Bowl hangover? Are you just not have it the same way you had it last year?
You know the Super Bowl hangover thing, though, with me, though, Spike? I think that's a term that gets thrown out there and is supposed to encompass everything that goes wrong with a team.
Okay.
This team did their damnedest to not be labeled as champions and defending champions, and it's over. So they were conscious of that. Right? They were conscious of not allowing that to linger in. But now we're past that. We're past talking about it. We're here. What happened in training camp? Are you guys paying attention to the detail? Are you detailing your work? You know, things of that nature. I do think sometimes scheme does play a part in it. I do think at times Kevin Petullo through the first six games. See, that's the thing. You can't just look at one game because I think each game has been different as to why they didn't play well, who didn't play well, and what the issues were. I think Petullo, in the beginning, sure, he's a first-time coordinator. He has to get used to calling plays and learning the flow of a game and when to switch it up and what adjustments to make. But I don't think that's the biggest issue. The biggest issue has been execution. It really has been. You know the funny thing? Nobody blames Coach Fangio.
Right.
Everybody says it's him.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Why? And the defense certainly isn't as good as last year.
He's had his issues at times this year.
Yeah.
Right? So we don't blame him, but it's easy to blame Kevin Petullo. So I've tried to stay away from that from the jump. And to me, this thing can get fixed. If it's fixable, I had to believe it's getting back to the drawing board, being honest with yourself when you're watching film. And then putting the work in. How about put your head down and get to work? Let's get off social media. Let's stop arguing with people on Twitter. Let's stop trying to put out our own narratives and things of that nature. And get back to the grind of the work. When they were 2-2 last year and they went through that bye week and they came out of there and it wasn't perfect, but they were working. And one thing that I remember Coach Sirianni talking about, that they need to get back to being. We're just a boring football team. There's nothing exciting about us. We're boring. We're not giving you headlines. We're not looking for headlines. We're not looking for credit. We're keeping our head down and we're working. And we're trying to get this thing fixed. Lo and behold, what did that lead to, Spike?
Super Bowl.
A championship.
Right, a Super Bowl.
A championship. But this year is different. Everybody has to have a podium. Everybody has to have a stage. Everybody has to have a headline. You're distracted. Get back to being a boring football team. Get back to the grind of the work. Nothing changes in this league. It's hard work. I've seen teams the first 2 or 3 weeks of the season didn't look good. People wanted to bury them. Now I see New England 4-2. Now I see Atlanta 3-2. Like, I'm seeing teams winning games getting better that didn't start off great, right? Didn't start off great. What we've done, even when we were winning games, we decided to find other things to be complaining about. And when I say we, I ain't talking about us.
The players.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's where all the distractions are at. They know they aren't playing well, not executing well, but guess what doesn't help? The outside noise. Creating distractions don't help. Get back to being a boring football team. Get back to the grind of the work, and you can turn your season around. But if you're going to be marred in this nonsense, then yeah, it's going down the drain. But you can't tell me after 6 weeks, this is who you are. It's the players. And that includes all of them. I'm not excluding anybody. Quarterback can play better. Wide receivers need to say, you know what? If it's not our day to shine, we need to do whatever it takes to win football games. And if I'm upset I didn't get the ball, let me keep that to myself. Let me talk to my therapist. Let me talk to my partner. Let me call my girl. Or whatever it is you need to do. But bringing it to the public ain't helping the team. It's not helping the team. Get back to the grind of the work and get it fixed. That's why teams don't repeat as champions. Because you've already won the title, and you really think you still have the same desire to win another one, but you really don't, do you? You got to prove it. You got to prove it. Now you're in the muck of it. Do you really want to win another title or not? Or are you happy y'all just won a title and you're good? See, that's what happened after 17. 18, 19 was disastrous in that building because everybody was part of the reason why they won the Super Bowl, and everybody had to get paid.
When you talk about Doug writing his book and, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'll say it again. I know people don't like him, but it's what I respect the most about Bill Belichick. 20 years, he ran a program and fostered an environment that went to 10 Super Bowls, 14 championship games, and 6 titles. We'll never see it again. Because you got to be that type of dude with that type of culture to keep that type of focus on winning.
Never happy.
Let me get off my soapbox.
No, it's good.
Let me get off my soapbox,
I liked
man.
It. I liked
I'm just
it.
Saying, we talk about this team. They got all the talent in the world. They got all the talent in the world. Do you want to be great? Do you want to do something that's rarely done? Do you want to put your mark in history as a defending, as a two-time champion, as a repeat champion? Or don't you? Either you do or you don't. You got the talent to do it.
They certainly do.
You got the talent to do it.
215-592-9494. Is it on the players or the coaches? You know what made
me... It's on the players.
I agree with you. What made me think of it was this morning, the morning show put out a Twitter poll about the Phillies. Mm-hmm. And they said, who's to blame, the players, Dombrowski, or Rob Thompson? It was like 90% the players.
Yeah.
And I said to myself, oh, there, we get it. We get it. But for the Eagles, somehow, the entire problem is Kevin Petula.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
The guy who's been in the building for 4 years. And again, I have no idea how good an offensive coordinator Kevin Petullo is, but I do know that if all of the players are saying the same thing, we are not executing to the best of our ability, then it's probably that.
Yeah.
It's probably that. We do have a next question today. As Ike, I don't know if you knew this, it is Be Bald and Be Free Day.
That's right, Ike, let it go.
There it is.
Be bald and be free.
There it is. Mm. So we're going to ask nice. For a one of your favorite bald guys, or bald women, I guess. Bald people.
I got a lot of them.
Jack, you got a bald person?
Now, does shaved count or not?
It's got to be all the way down.
No.
It's got to glisten.
Some people shave their head and they keep it bald.
Yeah, I say that counts.
Okay, all right. I just want to make sure.
Yeah, see, like I'm a cul-de-sac man. You know,
yes. Me too.
Come on,
me
man.
Too.
That's why I'm going to say Jason Alexander / George Costanza.
That's a good one.
That's a big answer.
It is a big answer. Hold it's on, a good wait. One. What?
Is he bald?
Yes.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of hair on the sides. But yeah. He's a cul-de-sac.
But hair on the solid sides is still bald.
He's bald.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he's got a couple of strands up top.
I thought you guys meant all the way bald.
You can, whatever, bald. Hey, it's Be Bald and Be Free Day.
Yeah.
So, just happy Be Bald.
Well, not since the 70s. brothers don't wear cul-de-sacs no more. George Jefferson's days and back in those days. Yeah, we don't do cul-de-sacs no more, man.
We still do.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about doing it even though I got plenty of hair. I'm thinking about going cul-de-sac.
All right.
All right, you?
Who am I going with? Man, so many to choose from.
Yeah.
You know who I'm going to go with? I'm going to go with Lou Gossett Jr.
Oh, that is a big one.
Yeah,
that is a strong answer. Lou Gossett Jr.
My childhood right there.
That's an 80s guy. That's definitely an 80s guy.
Matter of fact, I don't know if I've ever seen him with hair.
No, I don't think I've ever seen Lou Gossett Jr.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen him with hair.
So I'm actually going to pick somebody who people don't know is bald, and I think he should be proud of it, and that is our own Jack Fritz, who has been wearing a piece.
Excuse me?
He's been wearing a hair piece, and people, that's why he has the same haircut for years and years. It never looks any different.
I got a thick head.
No, you have a, you're bald.
You're trying to out him as being bald?
Well, look,
something I don't know.
I'm just saying, man, it's okay.
Never going to go bald.
Okay.
Never going to go bald.
Actually, my guy's Mean Gene Okerlund.
Oh, okay.
Mean Gene. Now he's a cul-de-sac guy. WWF.
Yeah.
He would interview the guys before they were going to the ring. Let me tell you, Mean Gene.
Oh, I can't wait till wrestling goes away. I really can't.
It's never going away.
I can't wait for it to go away.
There are a bunch of bald guys in wrestling, by the way. Just give us bald guys in wrestling. All right. 215-592-9494. Is it on the players or is it on the coaches for the Eagles? And next question today for Be Bald and Be Free Day. Give us one of your go-to bald people. Doesn't even have to be a bald guy. Could be a bald person.
A bald person, yeah.
Yeah, Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. Yeah. What's up, Corey?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hey, man, it's on the players, man. And it's like I ain't going to say that the coaches don't get some blame, but it's mainly the players. Like pretty much like I just said, we out here arguing about stuff that don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Like people worrying about who getting the ball, worrying about legacy. Like it's like everybody say, oh, we one block away and all that. Like my lot of you done said that every week. Since the beginning of the week, against their season, we one block away. You know what I'm saying? Jalen saying, like, it's on the players. It's like, y'all got to go out here. Y'all got to go out here and execute whatever the game plan is. And don't get me wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, the coaching could be better. But everybody told me for years, any quarterback can play in this system with the talent they got. So what I'm saying is, even if you don't think Jalen Hurts is elite, you know what I'm saying? Like, why can't we move the foot? Like, why can't we go a whole half without scoring? We have a negative passing for a whole half with this amount of people we have. Listen, nobody want to hear this, but I call everybody out. Baker Mayfield, listen, remember when Baker Mayfield was in Cleveland? He was on all them commercials. He couldn't play. Saquon Barkley, every time I turn my TV on, I see you on a commercial, dog.
Uh-oh.
Like, I get it. You was a great player, you know, great. You know what I'm saying? A great season.
Cashing in. We had to cash in, though, Corey.
I see this dude.
Cash in.
Baker did throw 28 touchdown passes as a rookie. I just wanted to throw that out there. Yeah.
You said what?
I mean, Baker did throw.
Those State Farm commercials were warranted during
that
time.
Yeah, but he also threw 20 interceptions, too. So, you know, I'm an Ohio guy.
Okay. All right.
Don't You know, I was
like,
through
10,
like, he had
but...
20 and 20. But what I'm saying is, like, everybody, AJ, I love you, bro. But you out here crying. Like, you talk to God if you mad. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got all this energy that you upset. You know, Jalen, you know, like, I get it. Jalen don't really talk a lot, but it's like the same thing with him. Like, I got to be better. I got to do this. And be better, man. I'm tired of hearing y'all. One thing, like Belichick, like Spike just said, let a man a few words. Tom Brady, everybody praise a man a few words. Like, y'all just doing too much talking. When you look at the defensive side of the ball, you know what I'm saying? Like, those guys, I would honestly say if Jalen Carter played, Q played, I think the defense would have looked better. The offense, y'all ain't got no reinforcement coming. It's y'all. You know what I'm saying? You might get Landon Dickerson back. You know what I'm saying? But that's who's going to be out there. Those guys. Yeah. So y'all need to figure it out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm tired of this. Like we still number one in the NFC East, 4-2. The division handed us two gifts this weekend. The Cowboys and the Commanders. Y'all better show up on Sunday. I'm telling you right now, if y'all come Sunday and y'all look lackadaisical, I'm calling everybody out. You know what I'm saying? I might get blocked on Instagram because I'm going in people's DMs.
You know? Oh, you don't want to do
that.
That's
what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying?
You're going in people's DMs.
Corey, you want to give us one of your go-to bald people?
Man. I'm sick and tired of all these MF snakes on this MF plane, man.
Samuel L.
Oh, all right, yeah. I never saw snakes on a plane. Samuel L. was always wearing a hat.
I never even saw it, but it had to be the worst thing ever. I never even saw it.
See, Samuel L. was always wearing a hat, which is why I guess I don't even know. He is bald. Yeah,
well, not in Star Wars.
Star Wars and...
The Matrix? No, not The Matrix. Sorry, wrong guy.
That's wrong, brother.
Yeah, Lawrence Fishburne.
Ooh, interesting. Right? Wow.
Wow. Give me a break.
No, the funny thing is, there's actually a clip. There's actually a clip of Samuel L. Jackson being interviewed by someone.
And they asked him about The Matrix?
Yes, and they confused him with Lawrence Fishburne. And he was like, no, that's not me.
Whoops.
I think you can pull it up on YouTube. What the hell? The movies, the big movies, with the Black Panther and Iron Man and all that. What is that? That's not X-Men. What is that?
The Marvel Universe?
Yeah. Just the Marvel movies?
Well, yeah. That's not some type of Legion or something.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, well, he's in that too, and he's bald.
Okay.
Right. Coach Carter, he's bald.
There you go.
Is he bald in Coach Carter?
Yeah.
I never saw Coach Carter yet.
Yeah, I saw it once.
I know. You're not a huge fan, but me. I
love Samuel. That's when he was just taking. He was just grabbing money.
That's a good flick.
Yeah. He was grabbing money.
Well, it's always been the.
He was hot at the time, and he's like, you know what? Yeah, this is like a good script. Yeah, let me do this one.
It's always been the guy in the arcade at Juice. This has always been my go-to Samuel L. role. Yeah, Flip. You know what the hard thing is?
No, Flip is from Above the Rim. That was Bernie Mac.
Right.
Now I'm getting them mixed up.
Because Tupac beat up Flip in The Homeless Guy. He was the homeless guy.
Yeah, Birdie.
Yeah, because he wanted to play him. Didn't he want to play him in basketball?
Bernie Mac told Dwayne Martin that Birdie was...
See, we used to beat him up when he was a kid or something.
Leon's character in Above the Rim, but that was his brother. They were brothers.
Right.
He was the janitor at the school or security guard at the school.
Yes. Sorry.
You're making me dig because the delegation is listening.
Sorry.
I'm a Tupac fan.
Above the Rim, also a great movie.
Great movie.
You know, the problem with it being the players.
Do you realize that he only did half of that movie?
Oh, really?
There's a lookalike that they, and super, because he got arrested during that time.
Ah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they had to finish the movie. So there's a lookalike in certain scenes in that movie.
Well, he had a run there, right? So he had Juice,
Tupac,
he had Poetic Justice, he had Above the Rim.
Yes.
He had a little run there.
Yeah, he did.
What was the one where he was a junkie with the other guy?
Oh, that was Gridlock.
Gridlock?
With Tim Roth.
Yes, with Tim Roth.
That was awesome. Great movie. With Thandi Newton, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I barely remember that movie.
That's a great movie. Gridlock. Then I got a...
Look at Jack. This is crushing Jack.
Yeah, you don't know none of the Pac movies. Right. Pac got some good ones out there.
Yeah,
man.
He does. But Poetic Justice was a big one
with
Janet.
Belushi.
I don't remember.
When they were Crooked Cops.
I don't remember that.
That was his last movie.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I don't need it. I mean, I remember it. I just can't.
Here's your moment in Tupac history.
Yeah.
So every day.
You guys are welcome.
Coming up next.
More Tupac.
Coming up next, more Tupac, of course.
Wait,
and the return.
That name pops in my head at the inopportune time.
Yes. You just put your finger up. Well, I got it. The movie was actually, it actually wasn't James Belushi in that movie. All right. Coming up next, a Philly sports legend is returning this year. A Philly sports legend is returning this year.
Uh-oh.
That is coming up next. 215.
Gang-related.
Gang-related, that was it. Yes, gang-related.
Didn't know there was a James Belushi, by the way. I thought it was just Jim Belushi.
Well, that is there's John and Jim Belushi.
Yes.
Yeah. Who's James Belushi?
That's James.
That's, goodness gracious. You know Jim is short for James, right?
But he went by Jim when it was according to Jim. So why did he flip from James Belushi to Jim Belushi?
I called him James Belushi just because
it's the same guy.
It's the same guy.
I had a whole point about the Eagles thing. It's gone now.
No one cares.
I'll remember about it. No one cares about this. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Visit the area's only jeweler with over 5,000 Google 5-star reviews. Experience a difference online at marks-jewelers.com. What's the biggest problem with the Eagles, the players or the coaches? Now, we both said the players. What do you think the poll is at?
I think the majority of the poll, although you still got some people out there that want Kevin Petullo.
There's a lot out there.
Yeah.
And I would like to hear from those folks, by the way, because I know I gave an impassioned speech right there, but
so what do you scare everybody away?
I don't know. I mean, plenty of callers, just a lot of players on the board here. What do you think the poll is at?
I would say 85% players.
See, this is what I'm seeing. 57% players, 43% coaches.
Okay, so
there's
a lot of people
there.
Okay,
they're there,
yeah.
People. And I've always said this when we do the podcast about the Sixers, is everyone wanted to say, and I didn't like Doc Rivers. I love Brett Brown, but realized not the greatest coach in history. I thought he was a good coach. Even Nick Nurse. It's always comes down to, but the rotations or design the offense. And I was just like, come on. Do you really think it's that? There's 8 playable players. He's playing the 8 playable players. There's no rotation that's going to make them a championship team. And this, too, it's easier to blame the coach. It's easier to say it's the new guy. It's easier to point to Kevin Petullo,
sure,
talk about Brian Johnson, and say, oh, same thing. Same problem.
Well, people will see him and say, well, he's the one that's the new one in
the
new
difference.
Position. Yes.
He's different.
Yeah, but like, I also think we misremember the Kellen Moore experience last year. People were annoyed with Kellen Moore.
I agree.
For the entire season, felt like. And then there's better spurts last year. They ran the ball way better. But we were having a lot, largely the same conversation until the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl.
Certainly about passing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, that's primarily. Yeah.
And the big difference was the offensive line performed at an elite level, and Saquon performed at an elite level, and neither one of them. When you see DeAndre Swift running for 100 yards yesterday, and Saquon still has not in one game as high as what, 60 something, I think, or 70
yards?
That was the longest run, is what, 17 yards?
17 yards. Yeah. 215-592-9494. There is a Philly sports legend returning. We'll get to that right after we talk to Aaron in Mount Airy. Aaron, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Aaron?
What up, A?
Yo. Yeah, I dropped the ball on that one because I forgot Tupac. He used the word that, you know, we use in our community, so I ain't think nothing of it. That's my bad. But listen.
Yeah.
So, okay. right quick.
That is All Eyes on Me, in case you guys didn't know.
There you go.
Yeah. We're just going to say that.
I know, like, because I'm older, so I'm mature, so I don't believe in, you know, putting my hands on people, but irritants need to be dealt with a certain way. So shout out to Brian Branch, because I don't like Juju. Everyone needs to put hands on. I don't like that guy. He's an irritant. And you too old to be an irritant in real life. Like, stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it. But listen.
Did he have something going on? Who did he have something going on? Was it Slay or Bradbury?
Bradbury kept trolling.
Was it Bradbury?
Yeah, Bradbury's classy after the game. Like, I was on
me. And Juju was still talking trash, right?
Well,
I knew it was
TikTok,
something.
TikTok guy.
Is that what we're starting with, Aaron? Brian Branch and Juju Smith-Schuster?
It's important.
Truly? You want to be a 2 o'clock hour caller?
Oh, well, I'm about to. Okay. I got to wrap it up.
Okay.
So, my son asked me yesterday. He said, do I think there's an issue between Hurts and Brown? I said, I don't know, but.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, it's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
There's enough noise going around that not AJ, that Hurts needs to quiet this. I'm gonna tell you why. Remember against the Steelers, he hopped on the podium and said, "That's what y'all want to see." Mm-hmm. So clearly, he hears what's being said. He acts like I'm cool. I don't know what y'all say. I'm too cool for this. But he knows what's being said. So you can hop on. You can go round on the stage, round the podium, and say, "You know what? What's going on personally? Ain't nobody been. Ain't nobody been on the field." We're working to fix whatever's going on. We are working on it. Mm-hmm. It's like this is on because I don't listen to press conference, but I have not heard anyone say he said something like that. We are working on it. Like
I thought that's what he said last week, didn't he? What
did he say?
Didn't Jalen say that?
That they're working on it?
Well, when he was asked about the whole meeting.
Yeah.
He said something to the effect of, we just got to get back to the work. And
yeah.
Something to that effect.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, because he was asked. I want him to go up there on his own accord and say, I know what we need to do. We're going to fix it. Because us as Eagles fans deserve it. Because one of y'all said this. The Lions got a lot of mouths to feed, and you never hear none of them complaining.
Yep.
And they had bad losses. 2 years ago, they had a bad loss, and last year, they had a bad loss.
Mm-hmm.
We won the Super Bowl last year. We had turmoil throughout. At the end of 2023 into the bye week of 2024, and this year we look like straight trash. That is unacceptable. So it is on. Forget the players. It's on Jalen Hurts. I keep hearing he's a leader. So show your leadership skills and fix what's going on. Don't worry about the defense side of the ball. I believe it's going to get better because we're young. But on the offense, everyone's back except for the right. And I hate. He hates talking about guards. All we're missing is the right guard.
Well, and the left guard. I mean, both. We don't have Becton and Dickerson. I mean, both guards are different from last year. I agree with you.
Oh, because he's hurt.
Yeah. I would love to put it all on Jalen. Nothing would make me happier. But what? But if we're not able to run the ball.
Did you just say that?
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm feeding into the. I'm just joking.
Okay.
He needs to play better. Yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
But when the offensive line has been pretty decent pass blocking the last couple of games, has not been as bad as it was earlier in the year. But the offensive line.
Run the ball.
But offensive line and Saquon, this is. I don't care how well we pass the ball. We could never pass the ball at a level that is going to make up for the way the run game is right now. At least not any that we've ever seen.
Yeah.
How much is he making? How much is Hurts making?
$50 million, but that's what quarterbacks make.
And the receivers, that's $110 million between the two top receivers and Hurts.
I hear you, but you can't. You could pay him $100 million.
Yeah.
He's still the same quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trust me, I know that. But I'm just saying, he needs to do more. Because, like, we didn't throw the ball across the middle of the field all last year, but now so all of a sudden he was a throw between the numbers to Hurts. I mean, to Hurts.
Goddard.
To Goddard?
Yeah.
Hey, come on now. Like, so you choosing what you want to do.
You're picking and choosing what you want to do. Last year we were like, why are you throwing between the numbers? Now this year you're throwing between the numbers. Mm-hmm. So you can do the some things that you refuse to do. And I know I say this, the pass offices look better, but I
well like, it does look better.
It looked better, but AJ put out that tweet. So it's a reaction to what AJ put out. Can we just play balanced and more efficient? Because mm-hmm. we're not putting up points. It's not like the passing offense is bad, but we're not putting up points. Well, and we got blown out by the Giants. Luckily, I don't know any more Giants fans like that because they disappeared. But it's like, come on now, to the Giants.
Yeah, it's unacceptable loss. Yeah,
yeah, that was embarrassing.
Yeah, we agree with that. Yeah, and hopefully that's the game you forced to look in the mirror at yourself.
Yeah, the Denver one you could talk yourself into. Right. Oh, that's a good team. Yeah. We were close. The Giants game, there was a laugher. I mean, that was. And we asked Jordan last night about the energy on the field between the two teams, and he didn't seem to think that was a thing. That team was motivated in a different mm-hmm. team than our team was, and hopefully, Aaron, do you have a bald person to give us today for Be Bald and Be Free Day?
Yeah, the '90s was the decade of the baldies.
Yeah,
so I'm gonna go with one of the faces of the '90s, even though Jack would disagree. Stone Cold Steve Austin. I'm gonna leave the other guys. On the board.
All right, now that's a good one. Stone Cold. Yeah. Big bald guy.
Yeah, huge bald guy.
Mm-hmm.
Austin 316 means I just kicked your ass. You know that, Jack?
Well, he's the only wrestler. He's as a kid, I was a Stone Cold guy.
Oh, yeah?
When you're forced to pick sides, mm-hmm. and then I turned 12 and moved on.
Here's one thing I would sort of disagree with Aaron about when it comes to Jalen and going up the league, guys. We've had this discussion about being a more vocal leader. We did that 2-3 years ago. Ultimately, that's not what he is. That's not what he is. He tries to lead in his own way and be purposeful when doing it. That being said, you have to want to be led. So what I mean by that is teammates there that are willing to listen to him and follow his lead, and also have teammates there who don't want to be led by him.
Who don't want to hear him.
Exactly. Yeah. And so he can't make them do anything. They're grown men, million-dollar athletes. So the great thing about a quarterback and how he sort of, I don't want to say manipulates a locker room, but maneuver around the locker room and navigates teammates and being that guy. It is being a little bit of a politician. You got to sort of open yourself to a little bit of everyone so that everyone feels like they are a part of this thing. But they have to be willing to accept your leadership. They got to be willing to accept your leadership. So if somebody is like, man, I ain't listening to that dude. I don't care what he's talking about. Jalen can't force his leadership on somebody that doesn't want his leadership.
It really sounds like, I was listening to the Players Lounge last night. The first guy that Cam Jurgens brought up was Saquon.
Yeah.
Saquon seems like the locker room politician, mm-hmm. not in a bad way, in a good way, in that he knows he's the guy that will relate to everyone. It seems like even though he's only been here 2 years, it seems like his voice on offense, at least, as far as skill position guys, mm-hmm. he's the guy.
Yeah.
Right? The way he carries himself, the way he plays, those sorts of things. It seems like he's the guy.
Yeah.
I agree with you on
that. Well, here's the thing that I'll say. You got such strong personalities over there. Jalen shouldn't have to be the de facto leader of everybody. You know, that's easier for Josh Allen to do because Josh Allen doesn't have a number one wide receiver to worry about. You know, the running back barely got paid by the team. He's not the star of the team. So everybody knows that Josh Allen is the guy. And the other guys aren't that way. But I guarantee you when Stephon Diggs was there, Stephon Diggs could get Gabe Davis to be like, oh, man, this dude ain't throwing us the ball.
Yeah,
the same way Alshon used to do with Nelson.
Yep.
Oh, this dude ain't throwing us the ball.
And that's why, ultimately, they got rid of Stephon Diggs in Buffalo.
Yes. So I only say that to say Jalen can only do so much.
Yep.
You know what I mean? He can only do so much. But what he first has to do is take care of his side of things, meaning he's not taking any shortcuts. He's putting in the work, the time, and the effort. And he's accountable to the things that he's not doing well when they look at that film. When they look at that film and you missed AJ on that hot read over the middle, that's my fault, bro. I got to see that. I know I went here. This is what I was thinking, the quick out. I got to see you there. That's on me. That's where you take accountability for what happens on a play. You got to do that as a quarterback.
Also, those sorts of things are what ultimately leads to the holding the ball too long. Yes. It's not nobody's open. It's that the things are early, and then by the time he's ready to throw the ball,
that's the process and the information.
Yeah,
now that's him on individual play. That ain't got nothing to do with leadership.
No, that's just play.
Yeah, that's his play.
215-592.
Take care of that too. Take care of your business.
215-592-9494. I will tell you what Philadelphia sports legend is returning right after I tell you about Guida, who are legends in their own right, been in the Delaware Valley decades, taking care of the tons, thousands of people with their new doors, their new windows. Happened for me as well. We're heading into the winter. You know what happens in the winter. You have those old drafty windows. It gets cold outside. You're laying in the bedroom. You're under six covers, got two hoodies on. Maybe that's just me, but it's cold in your bedroom. It's because of the old drafty windows. Right now, Guida has their buy one, get one half off sale on all qualifying doors and windows. Buy one, get one half off. Mix and match based on your needs. So it doesn't have to be window to window and door to door. No, no, no. You get a couple of windows, get a couple of doors half off, vice versa. Also, start your project with no money down, not 1 cent, and up to 18 months to pay it off interest free. Think of all the windows and doors you could buy, and half of them are going to be 50% off. Limited time offer. There are restrictions. To get all the details, call 877-GO-GUIDA. Get your free no-obligation in-home estimate. Or go to GoGuida.com. That's GoGUIDA.com. So we know, I said a Philadelphia legend coming back. We know the Sixers are wearing the black and gold jerseys a bunch of times this year.
25th anniversary of the 2001 team.
Yes. You know who else is? You know who else is coming back?
AI?
Hip-hop.
Oh.
Hip-hop.
The team announced his first appearance will be Saturday, November 8th. And for a few select nights this year, not only will there be Franklin the Dog, but hip-hop will return. Hip-hop was hip-hop would be out there with the dunk team.
Oh, yeah.
Hip-hop was he was of the time, hip-hop.
Just listen to his name.
Yes.
And actually a perfect name, too.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, they leaned into the AI.
The AI era, yeah.
They leaned into AI with the hip-hop thing and went and got a rabbit to be our mascot and named him hip-hop.
Now, why do we have a dog as our mascot?
Well,
that was Adam Aaron, right?
Well, remember, they went through the whole thing where you could vote for who you wanted to be the mascot.
Oh, dude, that was the worst. Remember that?
And, we all banded together and voted for Phil E. Moose.
Phil E. Moose, remember that?
And they never released the results because the Moose won, and they never went with any of the suggestions that we just got, Franklin.
It was a rigged election?
I remember that.
It was. They should have counted all the legal votes.
Phil E. Moose.
It was rigged. It was rigged. I want to see the votes. I want to see the votes. We should have the Moose.
Yeah.
As the mascot. We never heard about the poll ever again.
Nope.
They put it out there. We never heard ever. Poor Philly Moose is buried in a closet somewhere. You know they made the costume. Poor Philly Moose got screwed out of the opportunity of a lifetime.
That. I remember it.
Franklin the Dog.
Franklin the Dog.
Yeah. Who's a Knicks fan, by the way?
I know. His Twitter account got leaked.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He was. Not now, I guess.
All right, man.
We all have histories.
Can we do anything right?
Yeah. We all have histories.
Yeah. We were all Knicks fans at one point.
Hey, come on, everybody. John Starks is awesome.
Yeah. Well, and Alex Coffey, I think, broke the story that he's coming back. The original hip-hop is coming back, too, and he's 55.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Didn't
he tear his ACL at one point or something?
Know.
I think he did.
I need him doing backflips.
Oh, did Coffey break that? I didn't know Coffey broke
I believe
that.
She did, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that's props to Alex Coffey there. And another Philadelphia legend that might be coming back this week. You know, the Sixers do play their final preseason game on Friday. This is from Nick Nurse. He says there is, quote, some chance Joel Embiid plays in the Sixers preseason finale. Says there are a couple of thresholds he has to get through before passing that, but it is in play.
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
He's
definitely playing.
I cannot remember the last time Joel played in a preseason game.
I don't remember ever.
Yeah.
I don't remember him ever playing in a preseason game.
Let me see it. I want to see it. I've seen enough of the quick videos. Let me see it.
He's playing because why even say anything?
Yeah.
Yeah, why even say anything?
Well, he's been playing 5-on-5. Nick Nurse said that. He did play in the blue and white scrimmage a little bit. We've seen him dunking. We've seen him playing.
Well, it's always better to slow roll this thing. They seemingly have put it out here. Like, they want people to get See, the thing is that when you create the expectations, now people expect to see certain things. I thought they may slow roll themselves into this thing. It doesn't seem like it.
Dude, here's what I want. All I want is 6 to 8 minutes of the first quarter. That's it. That's all I need.
Oh, yeah.
Just let me see him running a little bit. Let me see how it looks. Everything looked so bad last year. I think I could tell just by watching him for 5 minutes.
You know, after 5 minutes, we're going to want him out of there so fast. Yes. Can you imagine if something happens in one of these damn preseason games?
Well, how many times do you think he's going to fall in those
six minutes?
Three times?
That's what I'm saying. I don't need to see any of that.
Make sure Jonathan Kuminga's not in the building anywhere. Make sure who broke his name. Make sure Markel Fultz is not anywhere who broke his face.
Seriously.
Did who else? Did Ben? No, Ben never did it. Ben never hurt him.
And hopefully they got him out there against, I don't even know who they're playing Saturday, but it's their starters.
Yeah,
well,
I would
hope so.
Want
him out there against backup players trying to make the team. And
I think, who are trying to make a point and trying to put him on a poster.
That. Yeah, I don't need that.
I would think he would start. Wow.
Yeah.
Joel might play on Friday.
Man. Man, this is now. See, I created a low bar.
No, he plays in a preseason game.
See, this is what I mean. See, everything they do now, it exceeds my expectations.
Because you have
so
low
that's
bar.
A good thing.
I think all of Philadelphia has low expectations.
I can enjoy it much better. Like, when you say he may play in the preseason, I'm like, seriously?
Yeah.
All right, like, because I'm not, I was for sure he was missing the first week or two of the season.
Just when you think you're out, they pull me back in. We have the
that tells me we may need the Sixers this year.
Oh, yeah. It's probably. Yeah, look, there's only so many times we can talk about whether they're going to re-sign Kyle Schwarber in this friggin' passing game. This Eagles thing. I got news for you. It's going to be like this all year. It's going to be like this all year. It's never going to change. I've seen this story before. Ooh, a little. And opening night for the Sixers is 8 days away. They open against the Celtics on Wednesday of next week.
Here? Or there?
I think it's in Boston.
I think it's in Boston.
Yeah, I think the first home game is their second game of the year.
And Flyers got a big win last night. Might need the Flyers, too.
There you go.
Yes, first win of the year. Apparently, Michkov is what? Michkov is fat.
Yeah, he's out of shape. Yeah, allegedly.
Tockett's talking about Michkov in the wrong way. It should be a good Flyers in 50 tomorrow with Bros.
Yeah, well, he's all fired up about Zegras last night.
Oh, is that what
his little sauce, I guess, with the Hanes? I don't know. Oh. We'll let him do his little Broads thing on
I'm sure it'll be the
little Broads thing.
Yeah. Give him 51 seconds tomorrow.
215. I always rub my stick.
Yep.
215-592-9494. Is it the coaches or is it the players? We have Elliot Shore Parks in here with us next. Talk about maybe what they do at Edge now that Za'Darius Smith has retired. People have floated the Brandon Graham thing out there. Maybe Trey Hendrickson. We will talk, and I told you so moment, and a big announcement with Elliot at 3:30. So that is coming up at 3:30, a big Elliot Shore Parks related announcement. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.